I've been telling you about this plan from the Party for Freedom to commemorate or celebrate the 10-year anniversary of the Cronulla riots. And we've been keeping you updated on this, and now it's gone into court. The New South Wales Police have taken the Party for Freedom to court over their planned Cronulla riot 10-year memorial rally. The party was planning a rally on Saturday, the 12th of December. They still are. And this would mark the 10-year anniversary of the Cronulla riots. Police say at this stage no rally has been approved. We reported that to you a week or two ago. But they've now taken the matter to the New South Wales Supreme Court to stop the event from going ahead. No decision has been made yet. The matter will be heard in court again next Thursday. Sutherland Shire Council is also taking legal action to try to stop this memorial rally from happening. They're taking it seriously. Now, Carmelo Pesci is the Sutherland Shire Mayor, and he joins me on the line. Mayor, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Ben.
This has been bubbling away for a while. I've been warning my listeners about it because I've been receiving a lot of correspondence from people living in the Shire. They don't want to see this happen on the 10-year anniversary.
Yeah, that's correct, Ben. I've had a number of text messages, Facebook messages, phone calls from local residents, businesses, and they're concerned. They're concerned that you know, what happened 10 years ago may erupt again, but I've assured them that I'm going to do everything in my power that the rally will not go ahead.
Okay, so Sutherland Shire Council is taking legal action. The police are now taking legal action as well. Presumably, that would just add more pressure on these organisers that if they do go ahead, they would be defying what they've been ordered to do in court.
Correct. The police went to the courts today to try to stop them on their behalf. Last night, Sutherland Shire Council served papers on Sherman Burgess, Party of Freedom and Nick Folkes, and they had till 2:30 this afternoon to reply back. We just got a letter from Nick Folkes, Party of Freedom, basically saying in a nice way, thanks for the threat, but we're still coming down.
All right. Well, we'll see what the court has to say about it when they reconvene on it next Thursday. But they are upping the ante if they go ahead with it. I'm sure there'll be plenty of boys and girls in blue who will be keeping a close eye on it as well. Carmelo, thanks for your time this afternoon.
Thank you, Ben.
Carmelo Pesci, the Sutherland Shire Mayor, 131873. If you live in Cronulla or if you've got a view on that, I'd love to talk to you this afternoon.